uneducated.
Yeah, right. Like wheelbarrow.
You ever heard anybody around here call wheelbarrow a Georgia buggy?
No. A Georgia buggy? Uh-huh. No, that's a new one on me. I
haven't heard that before. Yeah. What about if you had to grind an axe? You ever seen one of these big things you can operate with your foot?
Right, that's a rock. Wet rock.
Wet rock. Mm-hmm.
Is
that the same thing as the small one you might use in your hand?
Well, yeah. Yeah, they come in different sizes. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of that called a grindstone or something?
Yeah, it
like
can
that?
Be called a grindstone.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing. Mm-hmm. I expect that one that you do the axe on is a grindstone, and then you use the little small ones, little wet rocks.
What about if your car started squeaking, you know, in the doors or wherever, you might have to take it into the filling station and ask them to do what to it to get
lubricated or oil it or grease it.
Mm-hmm. If you got that grease all over your hands, you'd say your hands were real.
Yeah, dirty and black, nasty, greasy.
What about the stuff that people used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Kerosene. Have you ever heard that called?
Coal.
Coal. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Same thing.
What about, have you ever heard of people making a temporary lamp or a makeshift lamp just out of a bottle and some kerosene and a rag?
Well, yeah, they used to. And they called it just a kerosene. Well, it's just a wick of a thing. They make a wick, you know, out of it and save the fire.
Have you ever heard people around here call that a flambeau?
No.
I've never heard of that. Mm-hmm. What about the inside of a tire? You say that a car's tire has an inner
tube. And people still call tires casings.
Casings?
I had a man last week. He used to work down Pantyre, and he come over here, and he was drunk, and he came over, and he said, "You remember me, don't you?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I do." And he said, "I used to work down at the casing plant."
Casing factory.
Casing factory. And that's the first time I've heard that word in years.
That's old time stuff.
That's an old time saying for a tire, casings.
Casing. Yes, I've got to have a casing.
Yeah, go get a casing.
Now they say tires. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever heard a tire called a casing.
Well, they do.
They
that's
did.
Right.
Back years ago.
Back years ago, they did. Right.
Well, that's a new one to me.
I tell you something else, too. When me and him were courting, we courted in a car. I had a rumble seat.
Yeah,
a rumble seat.
What's
a rumble seat?
Well, that's just a little car, you know, like the back end of a turtle, the car, the back end, you know. Well, this thing just pulled up from the top of the car, pull back, and there'd be a seat right there.
Yeah.
That was a roadster with a rumble seat.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago to see it.
That's 49 years ago.
Okay. All right, what about if you had just, or somebody had built a boat, you wanted to try it out, you'd say you take it down to the water, and you're going to do what to the boat? Put it in the water, you say you're doing what?
Lord, I don't know. I just put her out in the water and get in it when I go in.
Push the boat into the water.
Yeah.
You ever hear people say, launch the boat?
Yeah, that's what you do. You launch it.
Launch the boat.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right. What about, what kind of boat did you say you fished in?
Just a 12-foot aluminum boat.
Is that the kind that you have to?
Yeah, you have to use oars to row it. I have a electric motor and battery that I use to troll. Just a trolling motor.
Would you refer to it as a rowboat or what?
Yeah, it's something like that. It's not a canoe, but it's just a regular aluminum. It's wider in the back and tapers up narrow at the front. Well, it has seats crossed.
Seats crossed.
The one I had wouldn't sink because the seats was fixed, you know.